This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Wednesday's vice presidential debate had sharp moments, some modest interruptions and violations of the debate clock. The candidates were separated by plexiglass out of concern for spread of the coronavirus from cases emanating from the White House. Senator Kamala Harris immediately put Vice President Mike Pence on the defensive, calling U.S. President Donald Trump's pandemic response the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of the country. Pence expressed sympathy for all those affected by the pandemic, and he accused U.S. Senator Kamala Harris of playing politics with people's lives. U.S. President Donald Trump returned to the Oval Office at the White House Wednesday, just 2 days after being released from a medical facility after being diagnosed with COVID-19. In a video released on his Twitter account, the president thanked his doctors and praised the experimental antibody treatment he received at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Earlier Wednesday, Mr. Trump's doctor said that the president continues to make progress in his recovery, does not have fever, has been symptom-free for 24 hours. However, office work goes against the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines, which say that individuals should stay isolated for 10 days after symptom onset. For the sixth time in the Atlantic hurricane season, people in Louisiana are once again fleeing the state's barrier islands and sailing boats to safe harbor while emergency officials ramp up command and consider ordering evacuations. The storm being watched Wednesday as Hurricane Delta, the 25th named storm of the Atlantic hurricane's unprecedented season. This is VOA News.